We are back, the Gunsmith Show, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And today in the Gunsmith Show, it's all things Ruger.
That's right. Getting ready for the 10th month of the year, the month of Ruger.
Is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. Kind of. That's what I'm going to make.
They're famous for their 1022s.
They
1022,
are.
They call it Ruger Day.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they? They've got a good marketer running the show.
Yeah, it works
there.
Pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, they've been selling them good for, I don't know, about 60 years now.
So quite a while.
51 years. So it's all good. But Ruger is what we're talking about, but it's Saturday. Fill up your coffee. We're talking guns on the Gunsmith Show. That's what it's all about. So this segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto, right on Dort Highway. You want to keep your car running smooth, going down the road straight, and good tires on it, good brakes, all that good stuff. 810-743-4210. Call, make an appointment, stop in, get your car in good shape, get it ready for the season. I know I'm getting mine all lined up right now, getting everything done. So it's all out of the way. Even got an undercoating job done this week, Dan. I've been busy. I've been a good taking care of cars this week, I tell you. But this segment of the show, and remember, you can always link right to Diamond Jim's from my website, thegss.com. So this segment of the show, we're talking about new stuff from Ruger that is coming down the pipe. Now, understand, they have over 800 variations of more than 40 product lines. So Ruger, it's mind-boggling. We could do a whole week-long show about Ruger and not cover it all. There's so much, but I'm going to highlight like 10 really cool things they got going on right now. They've come out with some fabulous new products. This 8th edition Ruger Collector Series, it is laser engraved guns. I looked at one the other day that was engraved. Dan, you would like this. Engraved with the Doge, D-O-G-E.
Oh, really?
The whole gun was engraved for Doge. Huh. And they make commemorative guns like that. That's cool. All kinds of different businesses and organizations. They have them for the NRA, of course, and they have them.
Motor City Madman?
They might have a Ted Nugent one. You never know.
Right.
I wouldn't put it past them. I'm sure it's been done before.
Probably.
But they have them for the Boy Scouts of America. They have them for Major League Baseball, that kind of stuff. You know, mm-hmm. Really cool looking stuff, but just beautiful. And then they have some more run-of-the-mill stuff, more like the stuff your wife would buy for a purse gun, the Ruger LCP Max. It's a new, it's a double action 380 pistol. It's not very big, but they've come out with some cool stuff for it, like a manual safety. So that's what a lot of people don't like about Glocks is they don't have an external safety. So you can't like have a locking switch on it, so you don't accidentally pull the trigger when you reach in your purse. It takes a lot of self-control to not grab a gun and put your finger on the trigger. You got to have a mindset of that all the time, but it's natural to put your finger on the trigger. Well, having a manual safety on an LCP Max, this is a nice little double stacked pocket gun or purse gun, almost like a vest pistol, but it's just not very big. But Ruger's done a nice job on this one, and that's one of their specials out right now. Another one is the RXM pistol, like the one we gave away on the raffle.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's special. They've done a new color and they've done some variants to it that you look at and you're like, man, this thing's got, what they've done is they souped it up. They gave you the race model. You know, it's not just the family Vista Cruiser. This is the fancy dancy one. It's pretty darn nice. So it's got the luggage rack. It's got the extra
touring
headlights.
Model. Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice one. So the RXM pistol, you know, I call it the Glock 19 remix, the RXM, but I'm telling you what, there's one in my future. I can smell it. I know it's going to happen. So, now Ruger has enhanced their precision rifle models. And these are the really high-end bolt-action rifles. These things are truly refined. They are
sniper rifles?
Yeah. Tons of calibers. Very, very cool rifles. Modular design. They have adjustable buttstocks, adjustable cheek pieces. I had one of these in the 22 version, 22 Magnum version, actually. Had it suppressed and everything. Beautiful gun. And I liked it a lot, but I'm always trying new guns, so I moved on to a different. I've got a different Ruger now, but these precision rifles, these things are truly top of the line. So they're kind of like rifles to the extreme. You look at it and you say, wow, I don't think you could do anything else to that, but you know what they've done. So very, very cool. So check those out. And you can go right to Ruger.com and see all this stuff. Now, the Ruger 10/22, they've come out with so many variants of this in 22 long rifle. They've got the new ones out with a carbon fiber sleeved barrel. So it's got it's a bull barrel rifle, so it's a target grade rifle. But the barrel itself is carbon fiber with a metal sleeve in the inside. It's very accurate. They hold up really good. Carbon fiber is extremely rigid, so it doesn't bend much or bow much when you pull the trigger. Keeps the shots going perfect. I've had one of these carbon fiber barrels on a 10/22 for 20 plus years, and it is a literally shoot dimes at, you know, it's 200 feet with it. It's an accurate gun. These new ones from Ruger, I imagine, are just absolutely phenomenal. The stocks look like they're Magpul stocks, and they probably are because they do so much with Magpul that it is pretty impressive. And they've got another one they called the Gray Birch Chassis. This thing is really cool looking. It's very hard to explain, but it's got a fully adjustable chassis to fit your body so that you can make the gun fit you instead of you trying to fit the gun. Very important for accurate shooting. And again, it can come with the carbon fiber barrel as well. So that's exciting. The SR9s or SR1911s. This is the Sturm Ruger 1911s. And they've got this one out right now called the Red Barn Street Edition. Now, I said, what in the world did they come out with a Red Barn Street Edition? It's probably got something to do with the old Ruger starting in a red barn in Connecticut. But I'm not sure what it is, but it's beautiful. It is engraved like our old buddy Joe did it. Just absolutely perfect engraving on this gun. Fabulous job. The stocks or the wooden grips are red and black laminated wood that look like barn wood. It's kind of a grayish black, absolutely beautiful. I just outstanding guns. They're probably $2,000 a piece, but my gosh, just absolutely beautiful. Now, along with all the other guns they got coming out, they've brought the LC carbine, which is a, collapsible stock, pistol carbine like everybody else has, but Ruger's had these out for quite a long time. They've done them in 9mm. Well, now they're doing them in 10mm, which does make my eyebrows go up a little bit. This thing is just heavy duty. I like it a lot. It does take the high capacity mags. It's got flip up sights, folding buttstock. It is very, very, very nice. I'm excited. I know these run between $600 and $700, and I'll be checking one of these out real soon too. The Ruger American rifles are from Ruger now. This is right along the lines of those. The American rifles were usually kind of on the low end of the scale because Ruger always had the high-end rifles, and then they had the Americans. Well, now they got the Gen 2s, and specifically here we're going to talk about the Gen 2 Predator. These things are beautiful. Spiral fluted, Cerakoted, magazine-fed bolt-action rifles. They've got a great recoil reduction system pad on it that makes it actually comfortable to shoot the guns. Nice high cheek piece. Already got a Picatinny rail on it. Threaded muzzles. You can't get more bells and whistles. And the price point on these things right out the door is just great. They're available at just about every gun shop you go to. And Ruger's just hitting home runs with this one. There's a reason why Ruger is so big. Because they've done such a good job on these things. Next one is the LC carbine in 45 ACP. So they got it in 10mm and 45. This one's slightly different, but almost identical. It's very, very similar, put it that way. It is one tough folding carbine that I think you really like it. It's 45 ACP, a lot of fun to shoot, and ammo is available everywhere, so it's a good one to have. And the last one I want to talk about is the Ruger American Rifle Gen 2s. Now, it's a little different than the Predator version that is the other one. These Gen 2 American rifles, they've got them in this gray color. and the gray stock, that the Predator is a green and gold. It's very cool looking. It almost looks camouflage. The American Rifle Gen 2s, I think this is the cream of the crop. This is the one that catches my eye so good. I love the gray color. The metal finish, the Cerakoting color, is like a tungsten. Almost looks like stainless steel. Beautiful color. Very good. Absolutely no glare. So, like, if you're hunting with this, there's not going to be any flash of a, you know, of a light blinking off the gun or anything catching a deer's eye. I think it's the best looking rifle with a synthetic stock on the market today. They've just done a fabulous job of it. I mean, I like some of the other brands and stuff, but this one, every time I see it, my eyes are just drawn to it. And it's so popular. The amount of people, like when I was being a door greeter at Williams Gunsight, walking out the door with a Ruger Gen 2 rifle under their arm, you know, in a cardboard box, just, it's amazing how many of these things leave the building. So check yours out today, and they're available in tons of calibers, whether you want it in 450 or 400 Legend. You might have to order it. So deer season's 46 days away. So get your order in so that that gun's coming in and you can get it on time. So remember, you can always check out this show, all of our episodes and everything at thegss.com. You can email me at shooter@thegss.com. And of course, like our Facebook page, which is The Gunsmith Show. We got a good story on there right now about large caliber rifles. Jake likes to do that stuff with 50 caliber rifles, mm-hmm. like elephant guns.
Yep.
He's got a picture of a 95 caliber rifle on there right
now. That's a cannon.
That is, yeah, I made a joke on there about how hard it would, I get upset when I'm reloading ammo and I go from a 9mm that takes 3.8 grains of powder and I switch to a 44 Magnum that takes 14 grains of powder and I'm like, huh, I don't want to spend this much money on powder. I couldn't imagine putting 140 grains of powder into one. into one shell, and then pull the trigger and watch the flame blow out and watch your money just go up and smoke.
$7 right there.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I bought a pound of gunpowder this week. It was $54 for one pound.
Yeah.
1 pound. Huh. And you only get 7,000 grains of powder, so you only get so many loads out of it. So,
all right. We're going to talk more when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back after this.